This is US 99.
Drew.
Jay and Allison, welcome home to Chicago.
It is great to be in Chicago.
We were supposed to have the Rascal Flatts farewell tour this summer. I love the song you sent us, How They Remember You. But I'm more curious about Netflix, reality TV, DeMarcus Family Rules. What inspires the two of you to say, yeah, I'm going to have all these cameras in my face, in my house all the time?
Quite honestly, we had to be talked into it, and we've been talking about it for a few years because we've been offered to do a reality series before and have always turned it down. But our dear friends Todd and Julie Chrisley, we've been on their show half a dozen times or so, and Todd took us out to dinner one night and said, I think you guys have a show. I think that you guys are funny. Your kids are hilarious. I think that people will relate to you guys because you deal with the same issues in your marriage and your family that everybody else does. So, and I know it's important for you, Jay, to protect the brand you've built with Rascal Flatts. And I promise you, if you'll let me be involved with it, I'll make the kind of show that has a lot of heart and is funny and protects your kids and your brand that you've built. So that was important to us. And after he gave us those assurances, we shot a pilot episode and shopped it around. And Netflix was one of the first to come to the table and say, we love the show and think there's a story to be told here. And here we are.
And this is the first time in a long time, Allison, that you've had Jay at home because everyone's been staying home instead of being out on the road. At what point in maybe like April or May did you say, Jay, I am so sick of you right now?
Drew, did you mean March? No, we had filmed this October through December right before going into the holidays. And then, of course, COVID hit. So it's wild, crazy ride, just like it has been for everyone. But I never dreamed that I would be a homeschool teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that my children aren't any older than they are, because I could not teach them, because I don't know what in the world Singapore math is. I'm from Jackson, Tennessee, and nobody was doing any Singapore math there in the 90s. And so we've had to learn how to live together as much as we have been over the past year. It's been crazy, but fun.
And I think we've all had the realization, like you have, both as parents, our teachers are amazing people because, wow, this is really difficult.
I have told my kids' teachers so many times, I know I've said I'm grateful for you, but let me tell you how.
Exactly. What's the pandemic purchase that the two of you have overspent on because you've been cooped up so long? You said, I want it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to do it. I did it today.
Another house.
What?
We live in separate houses now.
Actually, is that a result of the reality TV show or the pandemic?
No, the pandemic, what purchase did we make? I would say we tried to just stock, this is embarrassing, but I bought all of the hand sanitizer and masks that I could find.
Yep.
At the beginning, and it's still coming in because it said shipment may be delayed. So things that I ordered in like April and May,
yep,
I'm still getting gallons of hand sanitizer delivered to the house, and Allison's about ready to kill me.
Well, as long as you share it with the neighbors, then you should be fine.
I do. I share it with everybody. I gave her mother a big jug of it. I gave her sister a big jug of it. I've tried to be very benevolent and share with I'm kind of a prepper freak, though, and when this stuff was coming down, I couldn't order enough latex gloves and masks.
Yep.
And hand sanitizers.
You prepare as you can. The show is DeMarcus Family Rules on Netflix. The song is How They Remember You. Who is the artist you are loving today, this week, this month, not Rascal Flatts?
Rachel Womack.
Oh, love her.
Yeah.
My kids and I, every day, we're either listening to Jay's songs from the new EP or we're listening to her. They love When I Say Amen.
Mm.
I'm a big Morgan Wallen fan. I love him. I think he's doing some great things in country music.
Well, thank you so much for your time together. We love watching you on TV, and I'm glad that you're still together with the second house.
Drew, he's so full of it.
I know he is. He loves you. But I love that you took time this morning. So appreciate it. And we just want to see you back in Chicago. I don't know when that's going to be because the farewell tour got canceled. So you need to make new plans.
Make new plans. Well, we're trying. And as soon as we know something, you guys will be the first to know.
Take care, you two. Have a great week.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Drew.